Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Alex McFarland, and we're going to talk about what happens when young people leave the faith and those things that we can do to try and woo them back. In fact, specifically, Alex had written an article recently about Katy Perry and lessons that Christian parents can learn, since this is a lady now who is a pop singer and very anti-Christian, but she grew up in a Christian home, and we should pray for her that she comes back to Jesus Christ. And by the way, Alex has written many books, but he's also co-written a book called Abandoned Faith, Why Millennials Are Walking Away and How You Can Lead Them Home. This book was co-written with Jason Jimenez. Alex, welcome back to Vocal Point. So great to have you on again.
Well, thank you, Jerry. You're very gracious to have me. I do want to say how deeply I appreciate all that you do. You are one of my favorite scholars to read, and I consider it a true honor to be on with you.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. Where do I send the $20? No, just kidding. Okay. So let's talk about Katy Perry. First of all, there may be some listeners that are not familiar with her offhand. Tell us about her, and specifically about her background, because that's probably not known by everybody either.
Well, you know, it's interesting. 12-13 years ago, when I was working for Focus on the Family and James Dobson, and I would write apologetics articles and movie reviews for Plugged In magazine. Plugged In is focused on the family's cultural evaluation, you know, media, entertainment evaluation. I remember getting Katy Perry CDs that were gospel CDs that we would review.
Oh, wow.
Contemporary Christian music. And for PluggedIn.com, you know, we viewed her as an up-and-coming Christian artist. She did what a number have done and crossed over into mainstream entertainment, but not just innocuous, secular, non-Christian music. I mean, in the last couple of years, Katy Perry, regrettably, has taken a decidedly anti-Christian stance. It's very sad. As a youth pastor and pastor of 25 years, based on statements that she's made very recently, I would say she might have been in the church, but it appears was never born again. Because, she said, quote, "I am not Christian." And Jerry, the way I read the New Testament, I mean, if you could at one point be in the church, but then later repudiate Jesus Christ and the gospel, you were never born again. And so you're correct. We do need to pray for her.
Her parents are still Christians, correct?
As far as I know, although I don't know that much about them, but Katy Perry, I'm just going to speak about the art that she has created, because the Bible says by their fruits you will know them. And so it's true, and I can already hear, you know, that judge not that you be not judged. And having spoken or debated or done Q&A at some 200 universities, I know that millennials and this generation, they're hypersensitive about judgmentalism, and I understand that. But let's look at the fruit. I mean, in her videos and in her song lyrics, Katy Perry has espoused homosexuality. She's espoused non-Christian religions and this amorphous spirituality, really kind of a new ageism in her costumes and her makeup. She's exhibited everything from, you know, Egyptian imagery and really Gnosticism.
Like pagan type.
Pagan spirituality. Mm-hmm. And then let me just say this, in her own outfits and, photo shoots, let me just say the way that she carries herself and the way that she dresses is not anything modest that a Christian person would wear. I mean, her spiritual condition is one issue, but the other issue is the influence that she wields on many young people, millions of young people, especially young ladies. Because with the spiritual immaturity level of so many people, impressionable young teenage girls, because I know they've said this to me when I speak out on the road. They'll say, well, Katy Perry's a Christian, and she basically does softcore porn in her video shoots and photo shoots. Katy Perry's a Christian, and she, you know, is gender fluid and is okay with homosexuality. So a lot of things that I've got to say, for one thing, Katy Perry's art is definitely not Christian. I think it's fairly evident Katy Perry herself is not a Christian. And so
by her own profession.
By her own profession.
Yeah.
And whether or not she becomes a Christian is one thing, but at the very least, I would pray that she would stop influencing millions of American teens in such a detrimental, spiritually negative way that she is.
My son-in-law saw an interview with her on YouTube, and she basically said that at a certain point in her life, because when she wanted to be really famous and, you know, make a big splash and be a big star, that she made a deal with the devil. And she essentially sold her soul to the devil. I personally didn't see that video, but it doesn't surprise me in terms of the fruit, but it's just so sad. It's just, you know, our Lord, didn't Jesus have some strong warnings against those who would specifically cause others to stumble?
Yeah, I mean, Jesus said, you know, if you would offend one of these little ones, the King James renders it that way, but it really means if you would do something spiritually detrimental to a person. Paul said the weaker brother, you know, Jesus said it would be better that a millstone be hung around your neck and you'd be dropped to the bottom of the ocean. Paul said, you know, if we would cause a weaker brother to stumble, you know, as long as the earth should stand, we should strive to not be a stumbling block to someone who's impressionable, spiritually vulnerable. Christ said this, what does it benefit a person if they gain the whole world but lose their soul? You know, another artist that is hugely influential, hugely, one of the biggest celebrities on the planet right now, and that's Beyonce, who during the recent Grammys was dressed like a pagan deity from Africa. She has been on record. Beyonce says that she channels a spirit, really a demon spirit that comes into her that empowers her to dance and perform the way she does. And what's very, very troubling is a lot of people today that maybe they discount the reality of the supernatural, or they are, you know, really syncretistic, and they believe that a lot of messages from a lot of directions, you know, amalgamate to form some one universal spiritual truth. They don't have the discernment to understand that, look, to sell your soul for success or to channel some spirit to create your music and your art, this is dark. I mean, this is dangerous and demonic. And, you know, we don't need to be afraid of these things. We don't need to be obsessively paranoid about this. But we do need to understand that eternal life, salvation, the forgiveness of sins, a home in heaven, eternal life is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you truly have come to the Lord Jesus for forgiveness and redemption, then Jesus alone is your Lord. Scripture is your authority. God and His Word become the measuring stick by which you evaluate life and your priorities and your behavior. And so we're a culture where more than ever it is imperative, Jerry, that the church lovingly but unequivocally model God's truth and Jesus Christ as Lord and Master. And in the life of Beyonce, Katy Perry, and far too many others, that's just something that we don't see.
You know, it's interesting. When you were saying that about Beyonce and the channeling, and, you know, you were basically talking about a demon, demonic presence and so forth, I couldn't help but remember the lines when Bob Dylan went through his Christian phase, and it's my understanding that he's never really repudiated that. He didn't continue it, but he never said, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, I think he still believes those things. He just was finished doing songs in that era. But anyway, one of those songs in his album, I think it was called Saved, was You Gotta Serve Somebody. It may be the devil. It may be the Lord, but you gotta serve somebody. And that song was actually played for a little bit in the early 1980s, even sometimes on secular radio. And I wish that people like Beyonce and Katy Perry would hear that.
I agree. You know, Bob Dylan is an interesting case. I would encourage people, you know, there's a video, a beautiful song. In fact, the first time I heard it, I almost wept. And it's a song Dylan does live called What Can I Do For You? And it basically says, Jesus, you died for me. What can I do for you? It's a very tender, touching song. You know, I don't know. You're right. I don't know that Dylan repudiated his faith. He certainly has not been very vocal about it. You know, a couple of years ago when he did a Christmas album, he was being interviewed, and some of the people who really don't, they never believed that Dylan was actually serious about Christianity. They asked, you know, you're doing all these songs like Oh Holy Night and Oh Little Town of Bethlehem. Is this a joke? You know, why are you doing Christmas music? And Dylan said, well, A, because I like it, and B, because it's true. And that was very encouraging. Now, when it comes to a lot of other celebrities, I know Madonna back in the 90s would wear a cross.
Well,
and for in the minds of a lot of people, you know, just putting on a necklace somehow tacitly makes you a Christian. Jerry, I believe our culture is to the place that being a disciple is going to increasingly become costly.
Yeah.
To really take a stand for the Lord. Well, I'll say it this way. The age of convenient Christianity is over in America.
Yeah.
In the university, if you come out of the closet as a believer, you can lose tenure. You can lose your department position.
And you know what the tip of the, sorry for interrupting, but the tip of the spear on this so often is if you embrace a Christian perspective on gender issues. I mean, that's, you know, where it
exactly.
is. It is. So, okay, we have just a few minutes left. We're talking with Alex McFarland. So let's focus on parents. What can parents do, Christian parents do, to try and, you know, rear up children, knowing that, you know, hey, even God produced a prodigal son? I mean, in Luke 15, the father ultimately represents God, and God did everything right, and yet his son still went astray for a while.
Yeah, Adam and Eve were in a perfect environment, and yet they sinned. For one thing, I want to say to those listening, if you're the parent of a prodigal, have hope. You know, Jerry, one of the things we've done for the 17 books the Lord has allowed me to write, I give God the glory for allowing me to write the books, but we've interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people, and while it is true that many prodigals fall, you know, they fall away. After high school, there might be a 10-year spiritual dry spell. Many come back. I believe Proverbs 22:6, that train up a child in the way they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. From the training up of a child to the, quote, when he is old, there might be an interval. So have hope, because for every story of a professed Christian young person who falls away, we've got many, many stories of the young adults that come back. However, it's so much better when a person doesn't fall away. Studies show that a person's worldview is largely formed and set by age 12. That's why I believe, you know, Disney, in the new Beauty and the Beast, they introduced homosexuality. I mean, a lot of the cultural mavens and those that really are creating the art, literature, and music that we imbibe, they get it. And they want to win young people to a secular worldview, because they want to spend the rest of that child's life in their pocketbook and making money. So let me say, mom and dad, what you need to understand is...
We have about 20 seconds left.
Your child's worldview is hugely shaped from toddlerhood up. And that's why your home needs to be a place where Christ and his word are the daily priority.
Excellent. And people can get more details at alexmcfarland.com. And McFarland is M-C-F-A-R-A-R-L-A-N-D, again, .com. Alex, thanks so much. God bless you, sir. Always a pleasure.
God bless you, Jerry. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.